that.
Right.
Letting go right. is not easy, but when you let go, you're letting go for you. Hello, guys. The title of today's email is My Marriage is in Shambles. So, my marriage is in shambles after my wife emotionally connected to another person while I was deployed. She has left the state and is trying to rush a uncontested divorce. Okay? It will likely be finalized in the next week or less. And then there is a brief reconciliation period. Is there any way to save my marriage?
Yeah, what do you think?
What I'm reading right now, the marriage is already done. She already moved on to someone else.
Okay.
I don't think this guy has any I don't want to say he doesn't have any hope.
Mm-hmm. But you're kind of saying that.
I'm kind of saying that because right now she's connected to someone else. And unfortunately, we'll have to let go and let God. You know?
That's
if
crazy.
They ever come back together, then you will have to decide. If she wants back in, you will have to decide that then.
Okay.
But in this moment,
no hope for him.
She moved on.
That's not what this is about. We got to give people some kind of hope.
Well, she left the state and she wants and she's trying to rush a uncontested divorce.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not going to tell the guy to hold on to not signing the divorce papers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's not going to help him. But at the end of the day, he needs to let go.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not saying there's no hope in the future. If that happens to present itself in the future, then he can be the one to decide whether he wants in or not.
Right.
But right now, him holding on to her is like having attachments to her.
Yeah, and that's not going to end up any.
And that's not going to save his marriage because this person is definitely all the way out.
I agree. Let me get through. My marriage is in shambles after my wife emotionally connected to another person while I was deployed. Well, that happens a lot. That's very easy.
That's a common situation.
It sounds like he was in the military, I guess.
Yes.
Right? So it's a guy that was in the military, and it's very important that we stress here at this point, like distance, you know. Yes, distance makes the heart fonder, but there are certain times
distance can kill the relationship.
Can kill the relationship. It can create a barrier. It can create, you know, distance. When we say distance makes the heart fonder, we're talking about distance from something that you're already close to so much. Something that there's some kind of level of attachment, almost to the point of very unhealthy attachment already, right? So pulling back from what you're already so close to may not be a bad idea.
Well, at the same time, it's very hard.
That's what I'm saying. But this situation is different. Their relationship is distance already. They were not close physically already before. It almost sounds like they started their relationship with that. He was deployed, and then that relationship may stick it longer. Even the one that you pull back, you can't pull back way too far too. Because the point you pull back and the person will say there's nothing here anymore and they'll move on, or you move on, or there's just nothing there anymore. It just dissipates. So this is not one of those situations where we say distance makes the heart fonder. Like we always say, there's a heart to this. It's not an exact science.
No.
So you kind of have to feel on it, right?
Right.
So him being so far away, the wife is only human.
Yeah, probably mostly she was lonely.
Right.
And then you have someone on the side talking to you. I mean,
right. And people tend to connect with, you know, with that, you know. So remember that even though you are at the back of her mind, even though this guy is at the back of her mind, That creates some kind of excitement that she's dealing with somebody else, and that creates a connection. And we always deal with it from an attraction science standpoint, right? Why would she feel comfortable? Well, she wasn't exactly comfortable. As a matter of fact, the uncomfortability, this discomfort,
right,
is what creates the attraction in this situation. But as you do that over and over, people can build attraction from that. People can build a connection. So that's probably why she has left the state and is trying to rush an uncontested divorce. So I was saying, an uncontested divorce was something you asked of me. It's a no-no. We don't do that, especially when kids are involved. So never agree to uncontested divorce when kids are involved, because there are loopholes in the legal system that can hurt, especially the kids, you know. So,
but in this situation, it doesn't seem like they have kids.
Right, it doesn't seem like they had kids. So if there was no kids, if we take kids out of the situation for a second, the best thing you can do is what she said earlier, which is basically let go. You know, let go. Don't ask for alimony or any of those craziness or support. If you're a man especially, there's no need for you to ask for those things, because the only thing that's going to make you look like is it's going to make you look like a punk, like a fool, like a less of a man, you know.
And you're probably trying to hold someone hostage.
Exactly. And you're trying to hold somebody who is trying to set themselves free, you're trying to hold them back. That's not going to help your situation. As a matter of fact, it's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
You're going to, the more you're trying to pull them back, the more you're going to push them
away,
further away. So, and so my, you know, I'm definitely going to say, like you said, let go, you know, in this kind of, already it's a let go, you know. So if there are children involved, the only thing you're contesting is make sure you have some kind of, what do you call it? Joint visitation. What do you call those things? Make sure you have joint custody.
Joint custody.
Okay.
Yes.
Just that's really all there is to your contest. If you're, if you want to contest your divorce,
right,
never contest your divorce just so you can hold them back to yourself. It's not gonna work, right? Remember, what they want is they want to escape, and you're trying to hold them back. They're gonna feel like you're holding them back, and it's all about feelings at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You may say sure, and then they may change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, because you're basically agreeing to what they want, you know.
Right.
And they may say, it may take time. Everything, when it comes to these feelings, take time.
It does.
It will likely be finalized in the next week or less, and then there is a brief reconciliation period. Is there any way to save my marriage? Yeah, let go. Absolutely, you can save your marriage by letting go, by understanding the attraction science that we cover heavily. Where's the book? It's over there somewhere, right? That we cover in the book, Get My Marriage Back. Make sure you read the book 10 to 15 times. You need to understand the concept in this book. It's really, really all boils down to attraction. Otito. Yeah.
And I want to stress, because, you know, sometimes when we do say let go, people mm-hmm. take an offense to that sometimes, because they don't really understand
yes.
that letting go is for your own good,
mm-hmm.
not for that person. And most especially, you can't control another human being.
Yeah.
It's going to cause resentment. It does not help at all.
Doesn't help.
There's nothing like two people being on the same team. If you are on the same team, trust me, it's just effortless, right?
Yep.
But when you try to hold someone down using maybe it's alimony or child support or all this, you know, all that gimmicks that people do just to stress the other human being out, you're making an enemy of who is supposed to be, who could possibly still be your friend in the future.
Yeah.
Or even your spouse.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want people to take note of that.
Right.
Letting go right. is not easy, but when you let go, you're letting go for your own peace of mind.
Right, right.
You know.
And we always like to attack these things from a very practical standpoint. Right.
Right.
The idea of letting something go is because you're already holding on to it way too tight. You can't
right.
let go. Something you're not holding on to, you can't let it go because it's already gone. Right.
Right.
But if you, when the idea of, can I do something? Can I just do something that would just save my marriage right now?
You're being desperate.
That involves you holding that person back. We only backfire. Okay?
It does.
They're a human being. The person is an emotional being, right? So if you hold on to them, they fight back and want to repel you. That's because they're emotional beings. If you let go. If there was any kind of emotional connection there before, ever before, as in like ever, even if the attraction has dropped below 5, right? If there were any kind of emotion, they're going to be like, why?
They're going to be curious why you let go so easily.
Why is it letting go so easily? And that right there is called attraction.
Right.
And all you want to do is build on top of that. Okay, so you want to let go not just of this person, of this your wife, let go of it, because literally there are options out here. She will not be attracted to you if she doesn't feel like you have options. Okay, right now she doesn't feel like you have options, and it's very subconscious, and that's why she say, I don't want you. People that feel like you don't have options don't want you. That's the way it works. When they feel like you have options, all of a sudden they want you, right? So let go, because that's you saying, I've got options. It's okay. It's absolutely fine. If you don't want to be a part of this anymore, it's okay. Just let go of it, right? And all of a sudden, attractions start coming back, and you just want to build on top of that. You want to be the best human being around them. If you have kids, you want to use that opportunity to showcase your best behaviors, and you start working on yourself. Just now you want to get on the journey of self-development, loving yourself.
Loving yourself.
What it starts with, right? And that's why we said, take that time to read this book 10 to 15 times, because this book is connected to other resources that will help you build that self-image that will attract that person back, okay?
Yeah.
So letting go of that person is first. Then obviously let go of your ideologies of marriage, divorce, any of the terminologies that's killing your head, that's making you feel like you've lost out in life. Let go of all those meanings you attach to those things, because those things, if you have attachment to them, will kill the marriage itself. Okay?
Not only that, it pushes some people to extreme insanity. Like they do things that they never thought they would ever do.
Right, you know? Right. You will hear things like, I don't want to be married anymore. I don't want, because they're feeling like you are choking them up, all right?
Yeah, but somehow, I'm even talking about people that can let go of a situation. They lose their minds.
Yeah, you
That's
become
how
a stalker.
You see people stalk their spouse, mm-hmm. exes. It's people killing people because they just can't let go of the idea that, you know what, right now, this is not what this person wants. Let me back off. It's okay to
right.
back off and love up on yourself.
Right.
Because if you love yourself, someone is repelling you and saying, no, I don't want you. You're like, what the hell do you think you are? I love me. It's yeah. your loss, not mine.
They want space, give
yeah.
yourself space. If they want space, give yourself abundance of space. Because that automatically gives them space, but also you know you deserve that space.
You deserve.
Because chances are this person is already toxic and you don't even like it, but the attraction that you is built inside of you because this person said no is fake anyway, because that person said no. That's why. So if you just realize now all of a sudden that you're worth a lot more, you have options, you let go of it, let go of any ideologies that's holding you hostage. Because people that hold on to marriage is because society told them that, you know, I must stay in this marriage, and that's disturbing them.
Right.
Now, that's not to say we're not for marriage. We're absolutely, what we're saying
we're
is
pro
because
marriage.
We're advocates of marriage.
Yes.
But we're telling you that your attachment to your idea, your old ideas of marriage is what's killing the
it's
marriage.
Killing your spouse.
So, in order for you to build a healthy marriage, if a person said no and they want to move on, you got to let them go. When you let them go, there is the best chance of you building that marriage back up is in letting that person go. And that's what we're trying to say. And we'll continue to stress that. We stress that in other videos.
It's a reverse psychology.
It's
thing.
Reverse psychology.
You gotta think about it. It makes so much sense. People are attracted to what they can't have.
Yep.
It's that thing that you can't have, that's when you want it more. So you got to put value on it by loving yourself.
Yep.
And that person will come back to you.
Right.
80% of
there's a better there's a your best chance of them coming back to you is when you do that, okay?
Yes.
If they don't come back to you, it's because they don't belong there in the first
exactly.
place.
Exactly.
And you
something
give that
better for you.
You leave room for the best that God has for you in store
right.
to come around, because if you hold on to something that doesn't belong there, they occupy the space that you know that you may need something brand new to come there. But I always say, you know, you will attract the best spouse that you deserve when you
yeah.
let go. It could be that person. Maybe somebody else, you know, we don't
when you
know.
Let go and work okay. on yourself,
yeah. So, that period of time is hard, it's easier said than done. That period of time, what we're saying is easier said than done. The way you're gonna make it easier is work on yourself, and that's why we have this book.
Hard work.
How many pages is this book? 173 pages, very easy read. Read it 10 to 15 times, our story is in there. We went through the same thing. That's why we're sharing that with you. And that's it. Anything else? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next video. Go watch more videos. Peace.